increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests. And, well, for this hour, we're going to have with us Elizabeth Ridenour, and we're going to be talking about teaching the Bible in the school. Now, of course, there have been many approaches to try to circumvent what the Supreme Court did, starting in 1962 when they put to God and prayer and mention of biblical things out of our schools. At one time, our children were allowed to study the Bible in schools. At one time, we could even post the Ten Commandments in our schools. But because there's an organized, orchestrated, concerted effort to destroy the religious beliefs of our children and ultimately paganize our country, why, those things have been taken out of the schools. And, well, there are people who are trying to circumvent this and trying to get the Bible teaching back into schools under one means or another. And so that's what Elizabeth is working on, and I'm going to let her tell you about it, and then about some of the programs that keep talking about doing that, but which are, well, perhaps would totally defeat what Elizabeth and people who love the Lord are trying to accomplish. So, Elizabeth, why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners, tell them a little bit about yourself and why what you're doing is so important.
Oh, good afternoon. Well, this is a project to have a Bible course curriculum as an elective in the public high schools nationwide. We don't solicit the school districts ourselves. We have commercials running by different people that are either on our board or advisory board. Chuck Norris, Walker, Texas Ranger, I'm sure you know who he is. He and his wife are doing a commercial for us, and other people such as Dean Jones, the actor, and Joyce Meyer, and gosh, David Barton, John Hagee, D. James Kennedy, Bill Bright before he passed away, and others. And so when those commercials run and someone would like to work to get this implemented in their local school district, they'll call us, and we tell them how to get a package of information. Then we work with them step by step as they go over the phone. It's usually a fairly easy process for people to get this implemented in their districts. To date, 94% of the school boards that have been approached with this nationwide have voted to put it in. And it's been voted into 379 school districts in 37 states. That's about 1,350 high schools that have it. And we have already had about 185,000 students take this course nationwide. So it's really beginning to snowball.
But now, how are they able to actually to present this? Is they presenting it as Bible as literature, Bible as history? I mean, after all, you can't present it as the Word of God.
Sure, you can't have devotionals in schools. It's our curriculum is called the Bible in History and Literature. The course, we have a 300-page curriculum guide for the teachers, and then the students bring their own Bibles from home. The students actually read through the Bible in the course of a year. They read through the whole Bible from beginning to end. And our curriculum covers such things as how the Bible influenced our founding fathers' worldviews, archaeology in the Bible, biblical art, the Bible in literature, history in the Bible, the Dead Sea Scrolls, a tremendous amount of information in there. And we're getting rave reviews on it. We have never had one complaint. We've been doing this for 12 years now in the schools. Quite the opposite. We've had different superintendents and principals saying that it's been such a blessing to their community that they're wondering if we might have a second year of it. So the Supreme Court says it is legal to teach the Bible as history and literature as long as it is an elective and as long as there's no indoctrination.
All right. Well, of course, the thing is, if our young people don't have a standards, if they do not have this concept that, that there is a right and wrong, if they embrace the concepts of we'll be right back.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop, because I gave the kids their Sport Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle. And using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest this afternoon is Elizabeth Reidenauer. Well, Elizabeth, certainly, do you go into the background of where the Bible came from? Are you allowed to tell how the books were chosen, who wrote the various books of the Bible, things of that sort?
Are the teachers allowed to do that?
Well, I don't know, yes.
Is that what you're asking me? Absolutely.
Yes.
And now, if a student has a question that's not covered in our curriculum, the teachers are instructed to ask the students to speak with either their pastor, parent, parents, rabbi, priest, etc. The teachers are not allowed to indoctrinate. They're instructed they're not to give any personal or denominational viewpoint, which we wouldn't want them to do anyway. But we have never had one complaint in any classroom on how this is conducted, and the students are extremely involved. The first school district that this went into 12 years ago in North Carolina had 10 high schools. The school board voted unanimously to put it in, and before we could even get information to the students that this would be available, they had already been given an sign-up sheet to choose electives from, and over 500 students signed up for this course on their own initiative, and it's been going strong there ever since in Alton High School. So the kids are loving it. The teachers enjoy teaching it. They do have to follow the Supreme Court guidelines, of course, in teaching it, but the students do read through the entire Bible in the course of a year.
All right, fine. Then do they discuss the what they've read, or how is it presented?
Absolutely. They discuss it. The teachers have lessons, plans, tests, activities. We're getting ready to have the curriculum put on CD-ROM, the same company that does CD-ROMs for DreamWorks, and it'll be a very advanced interactive CD-ROM that the students and teachers can work with on their computers. That should be out in about 3 months. And I would say Texas is our most active state. This has already been voted into 54 school districts in Texas, and a lot of states falling closely behind. It's not just in the Bible Belt. It's been voted into various school districts in Alaska, California, across the board, Pennsylvania, on down to Florida, and all in between. So we're really pleased with how well this is going.
Well, what about the Anti-Christian Lawyers Union, the ACLU? What have they done about this?
Well, they're furious. The reason they're so upset is because they know they can't do anything to stop it. All of our attorneys, and we have about 12 or 14 different legal entities that have already endorsed our curriculum, said if there ever were a legal challenge, they would defend it for free. We've been doing this in the school systems for 12 years. We've never had a legal challenge. Now, the People for the American Way found out some of the school districts that it was in, and using the Freedom of Information Act, contacted those school districts and tried to bully them and said they wanted all of their curriculum, copies of the curriculum, all their test activities, everything the teacher had for years back. And the school districts let us know about it, and they complied and then never heard from them again. You know, if they thought they had a leg to stand on in court, they would have sued us. But we have never been sued because they know that they can't win the battle in court. They do sometimes try to bully school districts, of course, as the ACLU does with everything else. But they have not been able to slow it down. And we've seen a lot of school boards stand up to them. And when you stand up to them, then they'll back off and leave you alone.
Well, I'm sure you probably have much better luck with the school boards in the South, you know, but here in California, how are you doing out here? Because here in California, they will not allow conservatives, usually on our school boards, and, you know, they'll spend $100,000 simply on a school board election because they don't want the children ever to hear anything that's really, it doesn't go along with the official liberal line. How are you doing in California,
sir? Right, and I understand some of the schools in California are mandating some courses that teach about Islam and things like that, which is, to mandate them is just horrible. You have to teach the Bible as an elective, but they can teach mandatory courses on the Quran. It's just, this is ridiculous.
How normal homosexuality is, how we should love transvestites, and how...
Oh, sure.
And, of course, sex education is fine, but the Bible is certainly out. That's too controversial.
Well, anyway, it's either 9 or 10 districts in California have already voted to put our curriculum in.
Have they actually put it in yet?
Pardon me?
Is it actually in yet, or they're ready to put it in?
Yes, they've been using it, and it's doing quite well. And we have it even up in the Northeast, in Pennsylvania and Maryland and different places, states up in the Northeast. So it hasn't moved quite as quickly in the more liberal states, but it is going in.
I suppose one way you get around this is because it's an elective. It's nothing that you force on the child.
Absolutely. It has to be taught as an elective, and the students sign up for it if they'd like to take the course. We've had, for instance, in Louisiana, in the school districts there, which, of course, they call parishes, some of the parishes, they've had so many kids wanting to take the course, they just don't have enough teachers, and they're having to put kids off till the next year to sign up for the course. So we're pleased, but at the same time, we need to be able to have the kids take it when they're ready and not have to, hold them off for a year.
Well, now, what about the teachers? Do they have to take any sort of special course to be able to teach as well? Can they get enough out of the books that you give them?
Sure. Yes, they have to be certified to teach in their state like any other high school teacher. And we do have a national teacher trainer who used to teach this in the state of Texas. She was actually nominated for Teacher of the Year in the state of Texas. She now travels for us nationwide and trains teachers whenever they'd like training on this. And the superintendents have just said she's one of the best trainers they've ever had come in. But the information that we give the teachers in the curriculum guide is extremely thorough. They have everything they need laid out for them, all the lessons, plans, the tests, activities, everything. And, of course, then we have a teacher trainer there to help them if they would like any additional help. So we've got all the bases pretty well covered.
Well, I certainly am very, very glad you were able to get this. And what do you do, you know, when, of course, in the book of John, say, where Christ makes these claims to divinity? I mean, how do you deal with that if the children would ask, well, is this really true? Is he really God?
Sure. The teachers are able to say, this is what the Bible says, and you are to draw your own conclusion. That's how they handle questions like that.
All right. Well, I think
and then
that's...
the students read it in their Bibles, of course. As I said, they read through the entire Bible. But the teacher's not allowed to give any personal viewpoint. She can only say, this is what the Bible says, and you are to draw your own conclusions.
Well, now, do the teachers volunteer for this as well? Are they
oh,
chosen?
Yeah.
Are they ones that specifically stipulate they want to teach it?
Yes, as soon as people start working on this in their school districts, they'll start circulating petitions. And in every single school district, we have always had the teachers come forward to teach it. Now, we're not involved in it. It's always turned out, of course, they're Christian teachers that come forward to teach it. And you would want people familiar with the Bible. That's who you would want teaching it. And then they're recommended to the school board, and the school board always agrees when the teachers offer to teach it. We've had just tremendous success with teachers.
Well, now, what about the, you say that you put these advertisements, are these television advertisements? Do you raise funds to put this on television? Is it on radio? How do you get the parents to get concerned and then try to, you know, raise support to get this into the school district?
Right. Our commercials, and we have about, I think, well, six or seven different commercials. Chuck Norris and his wife are is the main one that's running. But those commercials run on about five different conservative and Christian TV networks. And they give a toll-free number, and when the people see that, they call in. And if they would like to lead the way in their school district, then we work with them over the phone as they go and tell them how to get our package of information and direct them to our website, et cetera. And as I said, it's amazing. It's a fairly easy process. 94% of the school districts that have been approached to date have voted to put it in.
All right, now, is it an expensive program at all?
No, our curriculum guide is $150, and that includes first-class mail shipping. And what we do is, once the school districts voted in, say they have five high schools, if they would like, we allow them to make copies of the curriculum for all their teachers. So there's just a one-time cost of $150. It's very nominal cost for the school districts to do this. Now, on occasion, not very often, but on occasion, we'll come across a district that just wants it, but they just don't have the funding available. In that case, the Supreme Court says it is legal for the private sector to fund it as long as there are no strings attached. So the churches or Christian businessmen can raise the salaries for the teacher, which, again, is nominal because it's just one period of the day. And then they can give that money to the school board to pay the teachers.
All right. Now, how do you raise your funds to be able to finance what you do?
Well,
certainly, you would have to pay for the commercial time.
Well, actually, these TV stations have been running our commercials for free.
Oh, they have?
They
That's
wonderful. They want to see this in the schools. We've been really blessed that way. As far as all of our other costs for, you know, printing, attorneys, whenever we need them, just different things like that, you know, your normal cost, ministerial cost. We do just take private donations from individuals or foundations that would like to help us, and we've been funded that way. We do not take any government money.
What foundations specifically would be contributing? Can you think of any of them?
Well, Joyce Meyer's ministry is one of our main contributors.
Okay.
and I don't know if the others would want me to say their names on the radio or not.
Well, what about you have a website where people can go to learn more about this?
Absolutely. It's BibleInSchools.net. That's BibleInSchools.net. And we have a toll-free number, 1-877-ON-BIBLE.
All right. And if you have a question or comment, give us a call. We'll be back here in just a moment with Elizabeth Ridenour right here at Genesis. 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Stand back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Elizabeth Ridenour. And, of course, she is with a project that is dedicated to getting the Bible taught in schools as history, as literature. But the children will read the Bible through from beginning to end. They'll be tested on this. And, Sydney, do you think the children really understand, after they've read the Bible through from beginning to end, the implications of this amazing story and how it all ties in together?
I believe they do. You know, we found that students have wondered what's been missing. Unless you have a working knowledge of the Bible, and particularly the books of the law, it's difficult to understand even the basis on which our Constitution was founded. And 88% of all students nationwide are still educated in the public schools. We've had students tell us that when they took the Bible curriculum course, it helped them tie together loose ends like of what they had learned in other classes. They could now bring it all together after they took the Bible curriculum. So, yes, I think it's making a tremendous difference. You know, how could students understand, say, what meaning would Leonardo da Vinci's Last Supper or Michelangelo's Moses have if the students don't understand about the figures who inspired those works of art? How could they possibly understand what's going on in the Middle East today without incorporating the Bible? You can't. As a matter of fact, there was a secular study done by the American Political Science Review on the political documents of the founding era of our country, and they found that 94% of all the documents that went into the founding era were based on the Bible, and of that, 34% of the contents were direct quotations from the Bible. So here we have the best-selling book of all time, and it's hard to imagine that we've gone through a period of time here where the students have been totally denied this. I think the Bible was removed from schools when I went into fourth grade. Now, what needed to be done, they said, was that the court said the devotional use of the Bible could no longer be in the public schools. They never said that the Bible could not be taught as history and literature. People were misled or the law misinterpreted. But now we find when the school districts realize that it can be done legally, they're jumping on the opportunity.
All right. Now, basically then, though it's up to the parent or to somebody in that school district and to the school district to do this, and they just get in touch with you, and you are sort of passive there at the other end, but you've got the curriculum and you've got all the information for the school district. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Whoever would like to lead the way with this in their school district, and by the way, it doesn't have to be just adults. We've learned that even the high school students can run with this and get it in their local school districts, and the kids are great about doing it, and they're very fast. They're very dedicated. So it's just a matter of any citizen that would like to lead the way calling us on our toll-free number, and then we walk them through exactly what to do step by step.
Well, have you ever talked to any of the children who took this 8 or 10 years or 12 years ago, what their attitude is now that they're out of school, out of college, as they look back on their opportunity to read the Bible through from beginning to end?
Yes, we've spoken with some in Texas and in North Carolina who said it had a major impact on their lives. I remember there was a teacher in North Carolina years ago, a very savvy teacher, that told me one of her students who had been heavily into drugs and the occult, this student, young man, came up to her and told her he was taking this because he had taken all the other electives and this was all that was left. And she said he tried to freak her out by pulling out a little pocket knife, and he slid his arm from his elbow to his shoulder while he was standing there with her. Anyway, she said this was a very troubled young man, and she said to make a long story short, he stayed in the class for the whole year, and she said he was totally turned around. So, yes, we're seeing wonderful things.
Well, it's been said that faith comes from hearing, and hearing from the Word of God. And of course, here's a wonderful way to do something that the ACLU and those people who hate God, really would despise. But there really is, in my estimation, a conspiracy against Christianity. It is a conspiracy against God. When we've recognized that, why, then we have to figure within the limitations that we have what we can do until we can get, of course, the American people up in arms and get rid of those turkeys that we have on the Supreme Court who were put there, not because they were legal authorities, but because they'd go along with this charade. The best way to destroy a great nation is to destroy its religious foundation. Destroy the religious foundation, you destroy the nation. That's what the Anti-Christian Lawyer Union is really all about, and People for the American Way and so many of the other organizations out there. Well, we're going to be back in just a moment with Elizabeth Ridenour. And if you would like to give us a call, our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. I think this is a great idea. I think it's a great program. And I think we ought to be very, very grateful to Elizabeth and those people who work with her, Chuck Norris and the others, for doing what they're doing.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer your website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
Stand back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Elizabeth Ridenour, and our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And before we get to Patrick, who's calling us from Kentucky, Elizabeth, one more time, let's get your website and your telephone number out.
Sure. The website is www.bibleinschools.net. That's B-I-B-L-E-I-N. schools.net, and the toll-free number is 1-877-ON-BIBLE.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to Patrick, who's calling us from Kentucky, and again, our number 1-800-259-5791 if you have a question or comment. Hi, Patrick. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing better. Really good show. I had two questions and comments. I guess I can go ahead and do it now.
We'll just ask one question, we'll answer it, then we'll give you the next question and answer it, then you give us a comment. Okay.
Okay. Are there more Catholic atheists or more Protestant atheists?
Well, you can't be a Catholic or Protestant and really be an atheist, so I think.
Well, coming from those backgrounds, are there more atheists coming from Catholic backgrounds or more atheists coming from Protestant backgrounds? Because it seems more Catholic background to me.
I don't have any thoughts on that. Do you have, Elizabeth?
I do not know.
Okay,
I don't know about that.
Anything else? The thing is, Patrick, you have to understand that the Catholic Church really has been under tremendous attack recently, or really probably for the last 20 years. Everything done to just undermine the faith of the Catholic people. And by undermining their faith, you know, in the structure of the church, they're destroying their belief in God. And that, of course, is the real tragedy of what's going on. I mean, many of us might disagree with some of the tenets of the church and the hierarchy and all of these things, but you know, what they're really aimed at is destroying these people's belief in the divinity of Jesus Christ, which many Catholics uphold. So the Catholic Church has been under attack for a long period of time, but then so has the Protestant Church. Anyway, what's your second question?
Well, I went to a Methodist college, last college I attended, Kentucky Wesleyan, a Methodist college, and I took a course on Intro to Old Testament, and I was doing a research paper, this was a long time ago, on the Babylonian captivity, and I wasn't allowed to use any references toward Josephus, the historian, because he wasn't considered,
That's rather foolish, because after all, Josephus and many of the other people who were not Christians,
right,
certainly were historians, and they give us a great deal of understanding of what was really transpiring at that time. So some people are so heavenly minded, they're no earthly good.
Uh-huh.
Boy, so do you have any comments on that, Elizabeth? That's a little out of your field of expertise.
I think a lot of the universities, whatever they do teach in terms of the Bible, is usually such liberal theology, and liberal theology is just humanism using theological terms. So.
And I really think that, Patrick, they've infiltrated most of our universities, and they put people into these various positions of the universities not to bring people to a personal relationship with our Lord, but to destroy their faith in Christianity. And boy, they can sure do it. You get a good teacher in there, he can raise all those questions. And if you're not smart enough and well founded in your faith, they'll destroy everything you believe in. So did you have a comment, Patrick?
Right, right. Well, I was raised, you know, Baptist, and of course, you know, going to a Methodist school, that comes from my mom's side, you know, they're more what you would call liberal. I don't like to use that term liberal for every rubber stamp liberal. I think it's a misuse of the term when you go into classical liberal, but
right.
I just Methodists, you know, they get way too far left, and they do have a lot of, you know, some really far left people, you know, in their colleges. But
sure.
There was an interesting show last night on Nightline about atheists and these people that have a radio show that are just blatantly atheists. And I've dealt with that a lot in my life with former friends, and there's nothing you can do. You cannot minister to these kinds of people.
Yeah, and most of them are really pretty miserable. Do you have any thoughts at all, Elizabeth, on what Patrick's saying before we let him go?
Well, I agree totally with what you said. And I tell you, we've had, our project was intended for public schools, and that's what we've developed this for. However, we've had people that homeschool, private schools, military academies, schools for problem children, alternative schools, you name it, that have called and ordered this. So if there are people that doing Bible studies or, you know, even for homeschoolers, et cetera, that would like to take this course if they didn't get what they were looking for in college, we're certainly able to help them with that also.
Okay, fine. Anything else, Patrick, before we let you go?
I'll be glad to check out your website, and maybe I can get a devotional.
All right, fine. Maybe you can get it in one of the schools in your area there. Anyway, God bless. Thanks so much. Our telephone number again, 1-800-259-5791. And I think we have to realize that young people need to have a foundation. And you can't just say to young people, well, you decide what's right and wrong. As I was struggling a little earlier to come up with a word, what we're indoctrinating our young people is in this concept of relativism. And, you know, rather than there are certain rules, and if you follow those rules, why, your life will be happy and productive. It's, well, you make your decision yourself. Well, what 15 or 16-year-old young person is sure. intelligent enough to make the right decisions. Sure. They need some framework, some basis, you know, to build their life on, and there's no better framework other than the scaffold of the Bible.
Well, we're told by principals and teachers that all of the other worldviews are already being taught in the public schools, and as we mentioned earlier, a lot of them are mandatory. The secular humanist worldview, Marxist-Leninist, New Age, all of that material is already in there. What has not been in there for a long time has been the biblical Christian worldview.
And I'm sure the other side is just furious because they don't ever want the other side to be heard. They realize that their views are just totally fallacious. They will not hold up under scrutiny. And if you can really reach young people with the truth and get them thinking, they will recognize that the other thing, positions are a lie. So I really applaud you for what you're doing. And how long have you been at this now, Elizabeth?
Let's see. This went into our first school district about 12 years ago. And again, I want to reiterate, it's not a world religions course. This is a course strictly on the Bible.
And, of course, there are these others on world religions. And, of course, when you get into that, then you can use that to undermine the belief in the Bible.
You've got it.
These people are really, they're downright diabolical. They hate the Bible, they hate Christianity, they hate God, and they will do everything. The battle is for the minds of our youth. And I really applaud you for having the courage and
to
do this.
Yeah, who was it that Hitler went after? He went after the youth.
Sure.
Yeah. So I was listening during the commercial about your book that was being advertised. It sounds wonderful. I'm going to be ordering a copy tomorrow.
Okay, I hope you will. Well, we try to get people to begin to understand that behind everything going on, there are powerful spiritual forces that are intent upon changing and transforming the world, but not for the better.
Well, again, we've got to make ourselves knowledgeable. We're in those end times of deception.
Amen to that.
The deception is great out there. So the more we can understand and learn, like what your book is teaching, the better off we'll be.
Well, my telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And if you're out there, have a question or comment for Elizabeth, why, you know, I'm sure she'd love to answer it. And certainly, the other side is very well organized. They're very well financed. I mean, they have the richest of our foundations behind them. And I'm just so tickled that you've been able to get some funding for what you do because, you know, I find the position that upholds the traditional Christianity, it's pretty hard sometimes to get funding to do that.
Sure. Well, we sure need all the help we can get. But,
Of course, the
Lord's been taking care of us.
Well, D. James Kennedy does a great job, and we're certainly very grateful for his ministry. Chuck Morris is certainly, Chuck Norris, I should say. You know, he and his wife are certainly exemplary citizens. And how long has Chuck been a Christian? Do you have any idea?
He said his mother brought him up as a young man, as a boy, as a Christian. I know he and Gina were married, gosh, how long ago was that? I'm trying to think how long they've been working with us. Maybe 5 years ago, or 5 or 6 years ago. And, boy, they are solid, sold out for the Lord. I mean, it's just wonderful, wonderful people.
Well, you know, you wonder how any Christian could survive there in Hollywood, but I suppose doing the sort of things he did, and you know, the acrobatics he did. Why he wasn't into the politics. So many of the people there in Hollywood are dedicated liberals. Now, really, they're just confused, mixed up people. They need the Lord. Of course, everybody needs the Lord. But we really need to pray for a lot of those people in Hollywood, David.
Absolutely.
They need it more than others.
Yeah, and actually the Norrises now are living in Dallas.
Right.
So, but I agree with you totally.
Well, certainly this is a program now. Certainly, you say you've had over, what, 100,000+ young people have gone through this?
Yes, we've already had over 185,000 students take the course nationwide. It's been voted into various school districts in 37 states. It's in about 1,350 high schools. We've never been legally challenged. Of course, ACLU and People for the American Way and the other liberal operatives and groups hate what we're doing, and they try every angle possible, but they have not been able to slow us down, and we've never been legally challenged. So we're real pleased with that record. Hello?
Yes, I think you've touched all the bases. It's not compulsory. I think that's one of the most important things, and it's a voluntary thing. But, of course, you're not preaching Christianity. You're just teaching it as part of history. And, of course, you can't understand history unless you understand the part that Christianity played, not only in the foundation of America, but, of course, the establishment of our republic here in the United States. How can you possibly understand why the Pilgrims came to America, or why the Quakers came to America, or why the Puritans came to America, unless you understand the history of the Christian Church?
Well, sure, and the Pilgrims said when they were coming here that they wanted the students, the children, to learn to read so that they could study the Bible. You know, the Bible is so viable as an academic source of study. If you look at it on its academic merits, it was written over 1,500 years, 40 authors from all walks of life, a wide variety of backgrounds, over 40 generations from Asia, Africa, and Europe. It's presented in Hebrew, Aramaic, and in Greek. Best-selling book of all time. Can you even imagine people, school districts, trying to keep it out? You know, it's almost ridiculous that we went for these number of years without the Bible being taught in the public schools.
Well, I'm really encouraged that you've been able to get the school boards to go along with that. But then I think, of course, it's your work, and then it's the work of concerned parents and certainly people who've been willing just to pick up and run with this. And really, I'm so amazed that I had not heard more about this. The only time I've ever heard about it is really from you.
Right, it's moving out there. Well, Barrett Schoess, I believe she's on your program a lot.
Oh yeah, Barrett's a sweetheart.
Yeah, Barrett's been helping us for years, and then Dr. Dennis Cuddy, I believe you have him on frequently.
We have Dennis on every week.
Yeah, Dennis helps us a lot, and of course, Dennis has got a very strong background in education. We have great people working with us. You mentioned Dr. D. James Kennedy. He's on our advisory board, has been for about 9 years. We're getting ready to be with him at his conference in Fort Lauderdale. And by the way, people need to be praying for him. I guess you know he's had a heart attack.
No, I didn't.
And he's still in the hospital, so he needs people's prayers. But we have tremendous people working with us. You remember Jane Russell, the actress?
Sure. the outlaw. I'll never forget the outlaw. Howard Hughes, the outlaw.
Yes, she's been working with us for a long time. Gosh, we've got so much going on. We've got this 300-page curriculum. We've just added a teacher's companion guide to go with it to make it really easy for the teachers, and that's getting rave reviews. And we're developing the curriculum on CD-ROM. We're working on a national television program that will be airing soon on a lot of networks, and things are looking good.
Well, I'll tell you what, Elizabeth, I think I'm so impressed, really, after talking to you. I want you to give me a call here first of next week. We'll get you on both our early morning and our late night program if you're game to do it. And so you can talk to those other audiences, and I hope that many of the people out there across America who listen to this program, you know, will give serious consideration to getting in touch, getting more information on this, and then getting to their school board and suggesting what a wonderful elective to offer to the children. Because, of course, children without a solid biblical foundation are like a ship at sea in the middle of a storm.
Yes, we've had people that work on it call and thank us for making it so simple, for keeping it simple. We've had people call and say, I've never done anything like this before. I've never thought I could approach a school board, et cetera. And they whizzed right on through it. You know, we were silent back in 1963 when the Bible was removed from our schools. We've got an open door now. The law's on our side. The school boards actually are looking for something like this. They just need to know it's legal, which we give them. We give the school boards all the legal information. They're thrilled. That's why 94% of the school boards approached to put this in. And we can't be silent like we were in 1963 when the Bible was removed, because mere silence endorses the worst of the alternatives. So if your listeners can call us on our toll-free number, we'll be glad to help them find out how to get the information and how to get this into their school districts, and we'll do everything we can to help them.
One more time, the telephone number.
It's a toll-free number, 1-877-ON-BIBLE, and the website is BibleInSchools.net, and we also have on our website the commercials by Chuck and Gina Norris and Dean Jones, the actor, and other folks on there, and then we have a section for the students. As I said, high school students can also run with this and get this in their school districts.
And the other thing is, of course, that you're providing, or you have lawyers who've offered to provide to defend the school districts if something comes up, which I'm sure is a real advantage for the school districts.
Absolutely. We have tremendous legal entities behind us.
Well, the other side are bullies. I mean, they have an agenda. They're trying to frighten people. I think it's time we quit being frightened. We stood up for what's righteous. Elizabeth, thank you so very much for being with us. It's been a real pleasure, and please give me a call maybe the first next week, and we'll get you on other programs as well.
I sure will, and thank you for helping us get the word out.
God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. And that was Elizabeth Reitenauer. And I think it's a great idea. See, we got a lot of great things going our way. We have Ron Paul running for president. We have a growing awareness, even among many of the liberals, that something's seriously wrong. We've got the answers, and you need to help us get them out. We'll be back in just a moment.
American Discount Home Medical Equipment sells at discount prices. We sell wheelchairs, oxygen equipment, hospital beds, commodes, fast safety products, walkers, and other items needed for the care of your loved one at home. Our phone number is 1-800-956-6616. We sell at one half of retail price or less. We have free shipping and no sales tax for any shipment outside of California. You can expect to receive the item within 7 days. Our website address is www.home-med-equip.com. Again, our phone number is 1-800-956-6616.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation. It really, if you don't understand why they took God and prayer out of our schools, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And, of course, you can get the book, the video, the DVD, you can get the audio tape. We get at least three of them together for the Brotherhood of Darkness special. You need to understand that the Supreme Court justices were placed into the Supreme Court because they were Masons, and the purpose of Masonry is to destroy the Christian foundation of this country, because at the top of Masonry are people who worship a different God. And when you understand that, and you get our material on Masonry, and you read what the Masons really say, remember, most Masons do not understand Masonry, but the people at the top do. And they're involved in the study of the Arcanum and the Ancanorum. The secret and the secret of secrets. And there is a secret. It's been out there for a long time. But, of course, you're not being heard about it. You need, of course, to get the DVD we carry, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. And I'm actually in that one. That's The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. But you'll find it a fascinating drama documentary. It actually got the New York Film Festival Award for the best historical documentary of the year last year. And, of course, the new volume will be coming out here, set in stone, about our nation's capital. The one story they don't want you to know. Do you know that every major federal building in this country has a Masonic plaque on it? They've claimed this country. They've directed our country. And, of course, we get into the Council on Foreign Relations and other organizations like that. But they have the same root as Masonry, because certainly the two of the originals, four people who created the secret society, which eventually became the Council on Foreign Relations, that would be Cecil Rhodes and Lord Milner. Both of them were into Masonry, as were the people who financed this whole entire incredible movement, well covered in a book called Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, and certainly in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get the new book we're carrying now, called Satanic Crimes. That's Satanic Crimes. You need to get our four tape set on the Skull and Bones, or our four tape set on the Bohemian Grove. And if I could suggest, we do carry the Alex Jones excellent DVD. There are actually two various programs on this DVD, and you get them both for the same price. It's known as The Dark Secrets of the Bohemian Grove. And it's put out by Alex Jones. We recommend this. You'll actually see the ceremonies. You'll understand the pagan nature. And, of course, there really are people who do put on their black hoods and robes, and they have pagan ceremonies and feigned human sacrifices. Well, at least we assume they're feigned human sacrifices. And these are the leaders of the world, the presidents, and they're running around naked. And naked? Yeah, well, you'd be amazed. In fact, if you listen to our four tape set, interviews with Kathy O'Brien was said there was a sex slave that compromised the leaders of our country. So our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And ask for the four tape set on the Bohemian Grove, and then the DVD, The Dark Secrets of the Bohemian Grove. So. And then, of course, one of the things we've started carrying is Adderall. It's an iodine compound. You know, the average Japanese eat about 12.5 milligrams of iodine a day. We get about 12.5 micrograms of iodine a day. And certainly the body needs iodine. They've taken it out of our bread. They've taken it out of our milk. They've taken it out of about half the salt. Why would they do something like that and then add fluoride to the drinking water to compete with in the thyroid, because, of course, if you get fluoride into your thyroid, you're going to get a hypothyroid and you won't be very smart. It affects your mind. Why would they do something like that? We carry Iodorol, and, of course, along with that, magnesium and selenium. You need these things. You need to learn what you need to do to protect your health. You listen to our programs, you're going to learn how. Like a health catalog, But you'd like to order the Adderall, the magnesium, the selenium, or all the other things? Our number 1-800-544-8927. Why don't you give us a call right now?
Terrorism. Terrorism. Chemical attacks.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
one of the authors of the IRS tax code there in Washington, D.C. Aaron walks right into the office of Mr. Cohen and asks him a whole bunch of hardcore questions about the 16th Amendment, and his response is very revealing. I'm not going to give away the plot of the movie, obviously. You got to go see it yourself. But it's really intriguing to watch this man squirm under Aaron Russo's honest questions.
Well, of course, the thing is that, as with so often with the American people, they simply lied to get this legislation through. First of all, the people in Congress didn't want to pass this back in 1913. And they said, look, this is only for the very rich, those people who, you know, the rich who have all these millions of dollars they make every year. Shouldn't they be forced to give a little of it up just to help the poor? It is never for anybody who, you know, is not a multimillionaire. That is just for the very rich. And of course, initially, everybody said it would never go over 3%. But they didn't bother to put that into the legislation, because they said if we put that in, it'll go to 3%. Otherwise, it'll always be less than 3%. And from the very beginning, it was a lie, because it was always intended as a means of controlling the middle class and eventually destroying them. So is there really a law that says that we have to pay our income tax? Was the 16th Amendment ever even ratified?
From what I've gathered in my studies and a lot of other people who are more astute researchers than I am, no, there's no law that says you have to pay income taxes. It's a facade. It's a lie. We've been lied to.
At first, I'm not suggesting you don't pay your income taxes, because they'll come after you and make your life miserable, but they've been living this lie for many years, and Aaron Russo tries to bring this out. And then how does this tie into the Federal Reserve System, which is a privately owned central bank? Privately owned, has nothing to do with the federal government. I mean, they tell the president who to nominate, and of course, the most powerful man in the United States is never the president. It is always the man who owns the privately owned central bank that controls our economy. So what did you get into the Federal Reserve System?
Well, the Federal Reserve was set up way back when, if you're familiar with The Creature from Jekyll Island book by Mr. Griffin.
Yes, we offer the book.
That a bunch of rich dudes, paraphrase it, got together in secret on an island to put together a banking system that would subvert the Congress of the United States, and they alone would have the issuing power of the currency and control the entire country through interest payments.
And of course, it was a beautiful scam, because they said, look, what we need is a stable currency. And so you don't want those wicked, irresponsible bankers who are going to exploit the system for their own benefit. Let's have a Federal Reserve System where, of course, this group of people appointed by the government regulates the currency. And it was exactly the same people who had been exploiting the system all along that put this forward, and they objected to it. They said, oh, what a terrible idea. We don't want that. It's sort of like, you know, Peter Rabbit saying, don't throw me in the briar patch. Don't throw me in the briar patch, because that's where he wanted to go. They got this thing through, and year after year, they destroy the value of our currency and rob from the widows and the orphans. But they do it legally now with the power of law. Would that be a fair statement, Wolfgang?
That's a real fair statement, Dr. Stan. I've seen a lot of wicked, desperate men. Some will rob you with a six-gun and the other with a ballpoint pen. And that's exactly what these people have done. The income tax is actually the second plank of the Communist Manifesto, if you're familiar with that.
Now you're talking about, of course, Karl Marx, the Communist Manifesto. That's right. The income tax, the inheritance tax, government control of money and credit, state-controlled education, state control of the property of the unions, certainly a banking of transportation. It's all. We've adopted every single one of those 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. We have far more socialism in America than they ever had in either Russia or China. And the average American has no idea. He thinks these are all there to help the people, and they're not. They're there to control the people. Well, how does Aaron bring this out in the film?
Well, he asks hardcore questions of the people that we all know and love in the Patriot movement, like Joe Bannister, a former CPA for the IRS, who heard Debbie Kidd on a radio station and said, those guys are right-wing, wacko, conspiracy nuts. I'm going to prove them wrong. So he went to check out all the information that he was given by several different people, and he found out that they were correct. There is no law forcing anyone to pay income tax in the United States. So he tendered his resignation to the IRS, and he's been on our side ever since.
And, of course, they really come after him. They tried to put him in prison. What happened when they took him to court?
I'm not real privy on that whole story afterwards, but I know he's a free man at this time.
He won the case. I mean, he just simply brought out the facts. He had a jury trial, and the jury realized that the government was trying to put another innocent man in prison. It's not simply by accident that we have more people per 100,000 in prison in America today than any other nation in the world. Over 2 million people are in prison. One in every three black men is either in prison, in parole, or probation. Why has that happened? Why do we have so many people who are arrested? Are we moving towards a police state where people are kept in line by intimidation and fear and forced to pay taxes when the law doesn't require it? So pick up the story there. What are people going to learn from this, and what sort of response does Aaron get from as he goes around talking to people across America?
Well, what you were just describing is called the law enforcement growth industry, where everything's a crime. They throw you in jail, put you on probation. A lot of times you have to go out on a work farm. You have to work for the prison once you're in the prison through the Unicor prison industries. So they get a lot of free slave labor out of all these bogus laws.
You know, in China, why they pay people 30 or 40 cents an hour. In our prisons, we pay them 11 cents to 12 cents an hour.
Right. So it's a big incentive for the money boys to have all these laws on the books. So everything's a crime. You can't hardly get out of bed without breaking some sort of rule somewhere, wherever you live. And the response from the people watching this on the movie is just phenomenal. They cannot believe that their country has been turned into a Soviet gulag-style system.
Well, I think, of course, anybody who has read this 2 weeks ago, when Congress appropriated $38 million to rejuvenate the Japanese concentration camps, were out in the middle of nowhere, but they want to refurbish all those 10 concentration camps. Because they say, well, we want to fix those up because we never want to forget how terrible it was. How terrible it was to put American citizens into concentration camps. So we want to refurbish those and make them be serviceable again. And then, of course, but if that's really the reason, you know, to remind us how terrible it is to put people in concentration camps, why did they give $385 million to Halliburton to build new detention camps in America? It just doesn't make sense. And if you doubt what I say, why, out there in the listening audience, you can go up on the Internet and Google either Japanese concentration camps, $38 million, or Halliburton detention camps, $385 million. And if you can't get that, we'll provide the information for you. Ladies and gentlemen, freedom is lost when good people are not involved. And the question that I would ask our listeners is, what are you doing? How can people get copies of this DVD? Wolfgang, where are they available?
Well, they are available directly from the freedomtofascism.com website. And what we would ask people to do is not only purchase the DVD, but also to sign up as a volunteer to help spread this information all over the country. There is a freedom map on the website that you can light a torch for freedom in your area, and that is the digital equivalent of lighting a prairie fire under the feet of these
Hold that thought, Ruby, right there.
Sure.
Well, I guess we got about a minute. Go right ahead. Did you say lighting a prairie fire?
Lighting a prairie fire under the people who would want to strangle us and take our sovereignty away.
And, of course, people have to understand the right today. Well, just the last week, the president announced he wanted to be able to open anybody's letters because he has to protect us from the wicked Osama bin Laden. That's why they have to be able to open first-class mail. And then, of course, they want, of course, to certainly to be able to listen to everybody's telephone calls and read their emails and faxes, because That's how we're going to be protected from the wicked Osama bin Laden. Now, he tells us this is only for terrorists. Ladies and gentlemen, they've been doing this for 30 years by Project Echelon. They just want to make legal what they've been doing illegally. And when we have people in government who are violating the laws of this land and nobody speaks out, is any man's life or property safe? Well, Wolfgang, go right ahead. And, of course, you were just saying people can sign up on the website at Freedom to Fascism. And what will actually signing up really do for them?
Well, they will become a volunteer in the movement, and they will be given a greeting email back to them and inviting them to take part in the conference calls that we have weekly. They can become state-specific coordinators in their area. If there's not a state coordinator in your area, you can volunteer to be one. You can distribute the DVD to your friends, your neighbors, your family, anybody that you feel might have an interest in preserving freedom in the United States, which I hope is everybody out there listening. Because we don't care what color you are, but we really care about red, white, and blue.
And I think that people find it so difficult, Wolfgang, believe that there really are people who would take away our freedom. You see, most people in America have never lived without freedom. They take it for granted. It's just like breathing, but unfortunately, the history of civilizations down through the ages has always been that there are wicked people who want a dictatorship, and there are wicked people who want a dictatorship right here in America.
That's true. Next, I would challenge anybody out there listening that if they're new to this kind of information, next time they get pulled over by a friendly police officer, just tell that nice police officer that you have constitutional rights. See what happens.
Well, what will happen?
Well, usually they will slam you up against the hood of the car, search you right there on the spot, and give you a big problem if they don't taser you first.
Well, I would simply suggest our listeners go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, and we actually have a brochure put out by the Phoenix, Arizona Terrorism Task Force, I think about 1999. And this was distributed to all the law enforcement, and they described how you could identify a terrorist. He talks about the Constitution. He believes, of course, in fundamental Christianity. These are two of the things that you can identify. Anybody who talks about the Constitution or their constitutional rights, anybody, of course, who believes in Christian identity or Christian concepts is a potential terrorist. According to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, this is not imaginary. You can go see, you can actually see this. You pull it down and call the local task force there, the number's there in Phoenix, Arizona. This is the information that was put out by the Reno Justice Department, Santa Reno's Justice Department. There's an intense hatred of the Constitution. There's an intense hatred of people who have Christian beliefs and Christian values on the part of these people who have a different set of values, because, in my estimation, many of them worship a different God. And the average police officer really doesn't understand. He has not been taught about the Constitution. He's not taught about the fact he is there to be our servant and not our master. That's why America was different than other countries. Do you think we're losing our freedom, Wolfgang?
I think we're hanging on to it by a thread, and that thread is getting worn thin, I tell you.
Well, now, are you working with this organization that Aaron Russo is trying to put together?
Yes, I certainly am. I'm very actively involved in the conference calls and coordinating a whole bunch of people all over the United States. We're working on something called Operation Capital City right now, where that would allow us to show this DVD on cable TV in all state capitals.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Wolfgang. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this afternoon is Wolfgang, and he works with Aaron Russo's group trying to let people understand that we're losing our freedom. And, of course, in the name of protecting us from Osama bin Laden, they're taking away our freedom one step at a time. And people say, but how are we going to protect ourselves from terrorism? And I would simply say, if the Bush administration really believes that there's a threat from terrorism, why have they ever closed our borders? if the Bush regime is really sincere and there's really a threat of terrorism, why in 5 long years since 9/11, well over that now, why hasn't Osama bin Laden, the wicked Osama bin Laden, been able to get one more person to sneak across our southern border and, of course, commit an act of terrorism in one way or another? If there's really a threat of terrorism, why haven't they put protections on our airplanes in case of a surface-to-air missile? They're on Israeli planes, but not American planes. Why isn't every pilot armed? Why aren't there marshals on every plane? Why don't they check the cargo on our airplanes? Why don't they have guards around all of our chemical plants? But you see, they know that this is not true. Why do they have a catch-and-release system where people from terrorist countries are caught sneaking across our border and then immediately released? None of this makes sense unless you understand that there is not a threat of terrorism. It's manufactured. Yes, there are terrorists out there, and growing numbers of people hate us here throughout the Muslim world because we've invaded their land. They look upon it as the Crusaders again. But here in America, they're using the threat of terrorism to take away our freedom, step by step by step. Would you agree with that, Wolfgang? And what really can people do other than show this film? Do you have a program at all that you and Mr. Russo and his supporters are trying to get out?
Well, Mr. Russo has a political action idea that we talk about on the conference call. I would like people to volunteer at the website, get the number for the conference call, and join us, and then they can hear Mr. Russo's ideas directly off of the conference call. That's the best way to do it.
Now, is Mr. Russo on these conference calls every week now?
Yes, he has a very busy schedule. He comes on time to time, but the other lead coordinator, his name is Fred Smart, is in constant contact with Mr. Russo, and we will project these ideas on the conference call.
Well, what are you doing anything at all about the electronic voting machines, which really cannot be depended on? You can fix these things. You can fix them all from a central headquarters. Are you doing anything to make sure we get honest elections? And we don't have these machines, like the one they had in Ohio, in the precinct where they had 800 voters and during the last election, but 400 votes for George Bush. You know, and of course, the explanation was the machine had a hiccup.
Yes.
What are we going to do to get fair elections? Because we're not going to get them with electronic voting machines.
Yes, we do talk about those issues, and I know it is possible to have a fair, honest election. When I was living up in Minnesota, my TV show was heavily involved with getting Jesse Ventura elected. Whether you like Mr. Ventura or not is a whole different story. The point was, we got the younger voters out there to vote out Skippy Humphrey, who was a New World Order shill, and we put in brand new blood into the Minnesota politics arena.
Well, did you have electronic voting machines, though?
Well, that's the whole thing right there. You see, I cannot tell you on the air here, Dr. Stan, names of people who were involved. But we had people up there intercepting the modem signals from the voting machines, and every time they tried to switch the vote, somebody changed it back.
All right, fine. Well, Sydney, we have to be sure we have honest voting machines. I will tell you, here in California, the greatest thing has happened. We have a Secretary of State who says these voting machines can be fixed, and our new Secretary of State in California, anyway, is going to do something about it. And I think it's very important that we support people who recognize the fact that there is no way to get a fair election with an electronic voting machine.
That's true. I was living in Placerville, California, when we had the recall for Governor Davis, and I was very involved in that activity also. So I know it can be done. We can take the elections back. We just have to play watchdog on these elected officials and the voting officials. It can be done.
I'm sure it can, but we need involved people. Well, what sort of response are you getting from the people who watch the film? I mean, do we have any idea how many people are joining with you in this effort?
The last count that I heard, there was about 7,000 volunteers all over the country. Now, that's not an accurate quote, but that is reflective of the numbers that we're getting, yes.
All right, fine. Well, I think that everybody has to be involved in one way or another, because I do hope that people will tend to listen to our programs, and we try to keep you abreast of what's really going on behind the scenes and how you can be involved in this epic struggle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Wolfgang, and we're talking about Aaron Russo's film From Freedom to Fascism. Now, how long did this movie play in the major theaters, and why didn't we hear more about it?
Well, it's a very controversial film, as you're aware. a lot of the theater chains did not want to touch it with a 10-foot pole because of the content matter. The major media would not discuss it for obvious reasons also, so it has become a grassroots type of promotion for the film where ordinary people tell other ordinary people about it, and it grows progressively from there.
And so what would happen? Would people actually rent a theater and then put it on? Is that how it worked?
Yes, people would organize their own showings in theaters, and they would actually do that.
And, of course, do you have any idea how many theaters we were able to get the film into?
I don't have that information right here on my fingertips, but I could find that out.
All right, fine. And then how long has it been available in DVD?
It's only been available about a month, month and a half.
All right, fine. So people can just call in to the. Is there a telephone number, or do they have to just buy it on the website?
Go to the website freedomtofascism.com. You can order it right off of the website.
All right, fine. And of course, I hope many, many people are out there actually getting copies of this DVD. Now, can it actually be seen on the internet? In other words, can you actually? Is it available on the internet?
Yes, there's a low resolution version on Google right now. If you just type in Aaron Russo, Freedom to Fascism, it'll come right up.
You probably want to put in video too, wouldn't you? Aaron Russo, Freedom to Fascism,
yes.
Video.
Those are the search words you would, search terms you would use, and you can watch it right on Google Video.
All right, how long a film is it?
It's about an hour and 28 minutes.
All right, I suppose, is it a lot better to see it on the big screen than to see it on the television screen for your computer?
Well, it was a phenomenal event to see it in the big theater, because then you have lots of people from all sorts of walks of life there with you experiencing it at the same time. And those of us in the movement that are real familiar with the subject, it was really encouraging to see it on the big screen. It gives it an air of legitimacy.
All right, well, I think it's important that people understand that the media has intentionally kept you from hearing of this film. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Wolfgang, who's certainly working with Aaron Russo on the film Freedom to Fascism. Now, I think it's important that people understand there's been an organized, coordinated effort to keep this from being mentioned by the major media. The major media is controlled by five mega corporations that interlock with what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, and, well, Wolfgang has other names for them, but it doesn't matter. There is this establishment, and they work through the government agencies and through these central banks and through these various organizations, CFR, the Royal Opera Commission, Club of Rome, etc. And, of course, they do not want you to understand where America is heading and what the future holds for you and your children. So once again, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get hold of the video, how they can purchase it, or how they can watch it on the internet.
Well, it's available on Google Video. Type in Freedom to Fascism, Aaron Russo, and it'll come right up. You can go to freedomtofascism.com. You can purchase it there and also sign up as a volunteer. And you're talking about the major media, Dr. Stan. We have a opportunity to go head-to-head with the major media with something called public access television, which has been utilized very well in this movement to put the major media back in their place, and the voice of the people can be heard on virtually every cable station all over the United States. That's what we're doing with Operation Capital City, where we get this movie shown in every single capital city in the United States.
And how are we doing with that? Has this really this whole concept taken off yet?
We have several people that are running them right now in different cities.
And they're being shown what, on cable television?
Yes. It's called public access television. It's free and open to the public. You can run not only Aaron's movie, but also an interview with Aaron, and also some of the media, the crowd reactions from the theaters that we have put together.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you'd like to ask Wolfgang Gang about the DVD movie, or maybe you've seen it, we'd like to know what you think of it. Freedom of Fascism by Aaron Russo, a very courageous man who apparently has done a great job putting together this motion picture and used the skills he got in Hollywood to try to expose what's happening to our once free country. As step by step, those people who would enslave us increased their power over every aspect of our lives in the name of fighting the wicked Osama bin Laden and keeping him from taking away our freedom. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. What sort of response did you get from the people as you talked to them after the motion picture while your television camera is taking pictures of them?
Well, the response was a great big thank you, Aaron, for doing this. People were amazed and then they were astounded. They had not, a lot of them had not heard this kind of information before, and they were totally dumbfounded that the IRS was as wicked as they all thought it was to begin with, and now we have proof.
All right, fine. Well, we've got Chris calling from Kentucky, so let's go to Chris. And again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Hi, Chris. How are you doing?
Hey, Dr. Stan. Great guest. I do have the DVD, and I recommend that people get this DVD and educate as many people as you can.
Well, now, why do you recommend it? Why is this any better than any of the other DVDs we have out there?
Well, all of them are good, but if you really want to know what the income tax and knowing the history of the Federal Reserve and how it all began in 1913, this American Freedom to Fascism is a great educational tool.
All right, well, what did you learn about the Federal Reserve? You see, most people really honestly believe what everybody else honestly believes, and that is that this is a government agency. What's the truth about the Federal Reserve, America's central bank? What is the truth about it?
It's what I've learned about the Federal Reserve, that it's not run by the government. It's run by a lot of corporate banks. And I wanted to ask another question while I'm on the subject, is how much does the government take through the Federal Reserve of loans from different countries that they could put this country into debt as well through these high interest rates that they have to pay back to these central banks?
Do you have any thoughts on that, Wolfgang?
Well, I know it's a lot. I don't know the actual figure. But we're in debt up to our eyeballs. We're selling off our infrastructure, our toll roads, our national parks, et cetera, et cetera.
About 25% of our American corporations, like Westinghouse, for instance. I mean, we have a list of them right here. Many of our major corporations that are as American as apple pie are no longer as American as apple pie. They've been bought up. Westinghouse is owned by foreigners, as are so many of our corporations. Domestic corporations, about 25% of them have been purchased. And the thing is that the people have all these dollars. What are they going to do with them? The longer they keep them, the more value they lose, because we're running about a 14% inflation a year. Now, that's the amount that they're actually increasing money in credit every year. And so other countries are smart enough. They want to get rid of dollars. That's why they're coming in and buying up the toll roads and buying up the bridges, and of course why they're buying up American corporations. They want to do something with the money. And of course, we're actually the national debt. What they'll admit to is about $8.7 trillion, and we have to pay a debt, pay interest on that. So figure out maybe 5% on 8 point, $5 trillion and, you know, $100 billion here, $100 billion there. Pretty soon you're talking about real money. You're talking about $350 billion to $400 billion a year just in interest alone. Anything else, Chris?
Yeah, well, that's what I wanted to say. And also I'm glad to see that Erwin Schiff's in there because he's been in for many years fighting this system.
He certainly has. Okay, fine. Well, thanks so much for calling. Let's go to Tim calling from Rochester, New York. Hi, Tim. How are you doing there?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful, Dr. Stan. Thank you for everything you do. I am actually putting Freedom to Fascism on at a local theater tomorrow night.
It's a
300-seat theater that we're putting it on.
Why don't you tell our listeners where it is? Because we've got a lot of listeners up there in Rochester.
Well, it's at the Little Theater on 240 East Avenue in Rochester, New York, right downtown. And it's a tremendous movie. I've watched this 5 times, and I can't get enough of it. I can't wait to see it again tomorrow night.
All right. What time does the actually filming start?
Well, we will be putting it on at 6:45 tomorrow night is the start, and we're expecting well over 200 people to come there. So this is such a tremendous film. There's so much information you just can't sit and watch it once.
Well, I hope you'll tell them all to listen to Radio Liberty too. They can hear us up there in the Rochester area on a couple of stations. So, God bless you for what you're doing, Tim. I think it's so important. You're doing what everybody should be doing. That is, you're involved.
Yeah,
you're trying
to
save our freedom.
Thank you for doing that, Tim. Really appreciate that.
Not
only that, but a good friend and I have a cable access TV show, and we're getting lots of information out about aspartame and vaccines and the Federal Reserve and everything. So we're hitting in as many fronts as we can up here.
All right, fine. And to be sure to get that film that we have on the influenza vaccine by Dr. Ayoub, pointing out, you know, how this, of course, one reason they have the mercury in the vaccine is because it destroys fertility. And there's just too many people in the world. That's why we're vaccinating all those little kids throughout the world. They want us to think we're there because we want to help them. No, we want to make them infertile. That's what it's about. Okay, God bless.
Well, thank you for everything you do, Dr. Stan. It's wonderful to hear you.
God bless, and thank you too, Tim. Well,
right,
again,
bye-bye.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we've got Tom calling from Southern California. Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for taking my call. I was blessed with going up and meeting Mr. Russo at his Beverly Hills opening, the premiere in Beverly Hills, California, the movie America, Freedom to Fascism. And I saw it there, and then I saw it another private screening up in a home in Beverly Hills. This was like a year and a half ago, or about a year ago, excuse me. And, of course, since then I've seen it about 6 times. I purchased the movie. And I would recommend everybody out there who's listening, whether you're in your car or at home making dinner or wherever, to get your hands on this DVD, because it is just so eye-opening. It's unbelievable. And, you know, the thing about it, America, Freedom to Fascism, is that there are so many different people out there, so many great organizations doing great work to bring the truth to people. And one of them that I was made aware of is called the American or the Intensive Republic Symposiums that are going on all across the country. And if any one of your listeners would like to learn more about that, there's a website called sendnomoney.com, and you listen to the 8-3 archive about two of the trustees of the Republic of the United States of America and how we can all get involved and help bring this about. So I'd like to thank you again. Again, that website is www.sendnomoney.com, and listen to the 8-3 or 8-14 archive on that website.
Okay, that's so sendnomoney.com.
Yeah, sendnomoney.com. And the two trustees for the Republic would love to get on a radio show out on the East Coast or anywhere else. They've been on a television station in Nevada. They've been on a radio station down in Texas.
Now, are these official government employees, or who do they represent?
No. One of them is Marsha Willardson. The other was Charles C. Miller, and they have put together research showing that, even though that this administrators that are currently running this government are doing so pursuant to the HGR 192. The Republic still exists out of Executive Order 100 that Abraham Lincoln passed to save the Republic, and then subsequently the Lieber Code was created from that. But this still exists. All we have to do, it's just been vacated. All we have to do is go back and live in there, in the Republic.
And, of course, what we have to do is understand that we were never a democracy. I'll never think one of the first things I ever learned back in 1962 when I got started.
Oh, absolutely.
And somebody said, you know, we're not a democracy. Well, I knew we were a democracy. After all, I had a college degree, and I minored in history, and thought I was so smart. And then I began to study, and I realized we weren't a democracy. It doesn't matter if everybody says we're a democracy.
Yep.
And there is nothing in our Constitution or our state constitutions or a Bill of Rights or in the Federalist Papers, nothing there that talks about democracy other than to say the last thing we want is democracy, because they always end up in dictatorship. And that's exactly what the people in our government who keep telling us we're a democracy want.
Yep.
They realize, of course, it will end in a dictatorship, and that's what they want, because they want to control our lives. And
well, any government that's ever, or any country or a group of people, we the people, have existed, and we were forced to use a script since 1913, and that's called the Federal Reserve Note Dollar. Now, the beneficiaries of who funded the Federal Reserve Act the Federal Reserve System now realize that the only people they can do business with in the Republic are people who stand up and reenact the Republic, reestablish the Republic. And in each state, we're looking for 35 men and women who are willing to pledge their honor, their sacred oath, and their lives to the Republic to bring this back about and go back and live in the Republic. And this is doable.
All right, fine. Well, I appreciate so much your calling, Tom, and thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. God bless you for your time. Thank
Bye-bye.
You, sir. Bye-bye.
Okay, and our telephone again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Our guest this afternoon is Wolfgang, and, of course, he is working with Aaron Russo and this group of people who are trying to get the American people to realize that freedom is not free. And if you think for 1 minute that we are going to maintain the freedom of this country unless the vast majority of our people are involved, you see, it really doesn't matter that the vast majority of people don't approve of the war over in Iraq. They're going to continue it. It doesn't matter that the vast majority of the American people are very upset about the massive deficit spending, and the president says he's going to have a balanced budget by 2012. Ladies and gentlemen, we had a balanced budget when they came in, at least a much more balanced than we have today. I mean, it doesn't matter that, you know, everybody knows that the Social Security system is going bankrupt, and very, very soon, you know, as the baby boomers begin, of course, to retire, and now, of course, we're giving all sorts of money to the people who've come into this country illegally. Illegal aliens are going to be able to get their Social Security, you know, and we're going to have to pay them, and we already have a bankrupt system. People are upset about what's happening with illegal immigration. It doesn't matter. Wolfgang, what do you think we can do to motivate people to get involved, other than showing them this film?
Well, one thing that I would suggest is your listeners go to my website, inyourface.tv, sign up as a camcorder commando, take your video cameras out into the streets, and ask questions of your local elected officials, and then send us the tape. We'll put it on the air all over the country.
All right, fine. So, and what do you have a list of questions to ask the local officials?
Well, if you've been in this movement any amount of time, you will know what to ask them. If you don't know what to ask them, view the movie Freedom to Fascism, and then you'll get a pretty good idea of what kind of questions you can ask.
All right, fine. Well, what else? What other reason can you give to our listeners why they need to see this film? Do you think that this film could have a profound impact on the course of this country?
Well, yes. It's public awareness of what's really going on in the country, and that they need to view the movie to stem the tide of socialism that's threatening to swallow our republic.
Well, of course, a lot of people say, but what's wrong with socialism? What's wrong with helping people? Isn't that what socialism is all about?
Well, when I was in the Army, my drill sergeant told us that the definition of the word communist is a social worker with a gun.
That's a good definition.
So if you look around, you have all these helpful individuals who want to force you to see it their way, or they're going to beat you up or shoot you. Now, that is not freedom to me.
Well, of course, what people don't understand is that socialism and freedom are incompatible. Socialism means that they will take money from one person and give it to another to buy their votes. And as long as they can buy the votes of the people, they can enslave them. And any government that can provide whatever you need has got to be able to take whatever you have. And any government that can provide for you from the cradle to the grave has to be able to control you from the cradle to the grave. And the two are incompatible. You can either be a free man in a free society, or you can be a slave, and you're provided for from the cradle to the grave. The only trouble, of course, is, as George Bernard Shaw says in his classic book, The Intelligent Woman's Guide to Socialism and Capitalism, or Capitalism and Socialism, you know, so when I say socialism, I mean equality of income or nothing. And under socialism, you'll be forcibly fed, housed and clothed, whether you like it or not. And if you're found unworthy of our efforts, you'll perhaps be put to death in a kindly manner. But while you're allowed to live, you will live well. That is the attitude of the elite. If you'd like to see that documentation, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927, An Intelligent Woman's Guide to Capitalism and Socialism. And, of course, that's what they never teach you about what socialism is really about. Well, Wolfgang, you got 3 minutes to wrap up the program for us.
Okay, I would highly suggest your listeners go to freedomtofascism.com and sign up as a volunteer. Get involved, get active, do something. I'd rather see a crooked furrow than an unplowed field.
All right, fine. Well, I think it's so important that people understand this is a powerful film that can motivate people, can get them to understand that freedom is not free. And if we expect to benefit from freedom, we're going to have to be involved in preserving it. So we are not a democracy. And anybody who tries to tell you we're a democracy is lying. We actually have a newsletter on this is a republic. And if you can get that little pamphlet, actually, it's a pamphlet on We Are a Republic, and gives you the background of this whole lie that's told over and over again. And if they're teaching your children we're a democracy in schools, they're lying to them. If they're lying to them about that, what else are they lying to them about? And you have to understand, when the politician said that we're a democracy, when the president says we're a democracy, maybe they just don't know. But they have an obligation to know, because if they've read the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Federalist Papers and the Declaration of Independence and the state constitutions of every state, you will never once see the use of the word democracy other than to cry it and say that's the last thing we want. How are we going to get the people educated, Wolfgang? We've got so much work to do. How are we going to get them to understand the basic elements of what freedom is about?
Well, we have to start from square one again, teach them the Constitution, what that means, and get it through their head somehow that they are being deceived. I like to think about the ancestors that started this country and blazed the trails west. I'm sitting in Independence, Missouri right now, where the start of the Pony Express Trail was, and also all three roads going to California. And when I think about 80,000 people walking from Missouri to California, it just boggles my mind that they were determined to tame the West, to make this country what it is, so we can have our superhighways and our T-bone sticks, color TV, etc., etc. And what are you out there, the listeners, going to do to preserve our heritage?
But, of course, the T-bone stick and the freeways and the fancy cars has nothing to do with freedom.
That's true.
I've talked to people who come from behind the Iron Curtain. One of them said to me, I'd rather have a crust of bread and be free than, of course, live with all the wonderful things, but, of course, be a slave. We'll be. Thanks so much, Wolfgang.
And thank you, Dr. Stan, for having me.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I hope that you'll certainly want to get the video From Freedom to Fascism. It's a very powerful video. And then, of course, you can get that by going to the website from freedomtofascism.com. You can actually see the film on your internet provider simply by Googling in the word Aaron Russo video or Freedom to Fascism video, and the Google will bring it up, and you can sit and watch it for nothing, and then maybe you'll want to get it and help us get it out. You can also incidentally see my pictures up there. Many of the videos that we have actually produced are available on Google. Certainly Brotherhood of Darkness is there. Many of the others are there. Of course, we hope that you want to get them from us, but you can watch them and encourage others to watch them on the internet there. And you can go down the list of all those we have produced in our catalog and watch them up there on the internet for nothing. And then, of course, get other people doing the same. Understand, freedom is not free. You really need to get, our pamphlet on We Are a Republic. You need to get our pamphlets on, certainly, 9-1-1 prior knowledge, on the occult hierarchy, on the history of money, this and one on genetic engineering. All of these are available from Radio Liberty, simply, and you need to understand what's happening to America. And then, of course, perhaps you want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and or the DVD, and or the VHS. You want to get our VHS on the world revolution. Very, very important, because it explains to you there is a continuing world revolution. The world revolution will not be completed until the world dictatorship is established. And of course, you can see it manifested on the back of the dollar bill with the occult emblem, the pyramid cap by the all pyramid, with hovering over the top there of the unfinished pyramid. The idea is when the world dictatorship is established and Lucifer rules the world, then the capstone with the all-seeing eye of Lucifer will settle into place. This emblem has been around for 6,000 years. Certainly it has been used by secret societies like the Masons and the Illuminati and these others, but they all of the secret societies tie together. They have a common goal of one world order, a new world religion. We have a great new book on satanic crimes. It goes into the Bilderbergers and of course, the 350,000 person march in Belgium against the Bilderbergers. Not a word of it in the controlled media in America today. Satanic Crimes by William Kennedy. Great book. Certainly you want to get the book entitled Hostage to the Devil by Malachi Martin. And you can get the four tapes at my interviews with Malachi along with that, the four tape set. Plus the book is, we call the Malachi Martin Special. You need to begin making preparations in your own mind, for what's going on today. We are carry 10 booms a book, The Hiding Place. That's written probably 20 or 30 years ago, probably more than that. But it will give you some idea of what it would mean to live without freedom and how Corrie ten Boom was able to survive. And you must understand that there are people who have a different agenda. You need to get our concentration camp four tape set or our concentration camp special and the government publication on the dealing with civilian inmates in military camps. What do you think they're talking about? Understand, this is all planned. They just don't want you to understand until it's too late. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our website is radioliberty.com. You can listen to our internet programs there directly or indirectly 5 hours a day. We have archive programs, MP3 programs, and then, of course, you can hear us on American Newsnet or GCNLive.com. And then, of course, remember our shortwave frequency changes. It changes as of the next Monday, 9.480 megahertz for the afternoon and 5.755 for the evening program. That's 9.480 for the afternoon and 5.7455 for the evening. And so please pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Mm-hmm. Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
News on the Information Radio Network, I'm John Russell. There's violence all over Gaza, ending a three-day truce between Palestinian factions. At least four people have been killed today. With more, here's correspondent Mark Levy.
Clashes between rival militias erupted all over the Gaza Strip after a truce lasted just 3 days. Gunmen from the Islamic Hamas and rival Fatah movement faced off in a refugee camp in central Gaza after Hamas hijacked a truckload of weapons meant for Fatah forces. And Hamas militants fired mortar shells at the Gaza City house of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Abbas was not in Gaza at the time. The U.S. and others have been trying to boost the moderate Abbas in his struggle with Hamas.
Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair has been questioned for a second time over allegations that political honors were traded for cash. Blair's office says the Prime Minister was questioned last